I think a fusion of libertarian and conservatives, what I bring to the table, pragmatic, common sense, libertarian, conservative, Tea Party philosophy, and I think I get a great shot at being elected.
Hi, I'm Matt Welch for Reason TV. I'm here in Las Vegas at Freedom Fest, and I'm joined by Mr. Vegas Libertarian himself, Wayne Allyn Roups, the 2008 vice presidential nominee for the Libertarian Party, and currently...
You want me to give all those titles? Let's see, I'm on the LNC, Libertarian National Committee, and I'm the chairman of the Libertarian National Campaign Committee, which means I'm out there fighting for and raising money for and speaking on behalf of Libertarian candidates all over the United States.
And author of the book, Conscious of a Libertarian.
Correct.
Last time we were here talking, you and I, about 2 years ago.
2 years ago, right.
You laid out a pretty specific step-by-step plan to become the first Libertarian Party president in the United States as of 2020 or 2016?
2016, 2020. I thought the first time I'd have a shot would be 2016.
Right.
And the first time you could actually win would be 2020.
So how is later. Where are you in the flow chart? The
I
progress?
Think I've made more progress than even I expected. I mean, I've become a media... personality. I've become a, you know, I don't want to use the word star, I don't like that word, but a guy who's in the media a lot. And so in the last 2 years since I've seen you, Matt, I've done over 2,000 media interviews, and I've become a regular on Fox News. We just talked about the fact that I'll be on Judge Napolitano's show today. And, you know, everything from Hannity to Glenn Beck to Fox and Friends in the Morning and Martha McCallum, you name it, I've become a regular on Fox, and now I'm discussing the idea of my own national radio show, my own national TV show. Not with Fox, by the way. Let's not get confused where it's with. But I won't say who it's with, but great opportunities are being thrown my way. And I think my plan all along, if I have a shot at ever being president, or say, United States Senator of the great state of Nevada, either one, I think would be helped along greatly by being a radio talk show host or TV talk shows, building a big following, building a big audience, building a big brand name for libertarian conservative politics. That's what I call it. I call myself a Reagan libertarian. Little bit of Reagan, all the good things he did, and a little bit of libertarian, you know, get rid of the bad things he did, because he did do some bad things, spending, and the wars, and the drugs, and all that. So, you know, I think a fusion of libertarian and conservatives, what I bring to the table, pragmatic, common sense, libertarian, conservative, Tea Party philosophy, and I think I get a great shot at being elected along the way, but especially if I put together radio and TV shows, I think that'll build my audience, and there's a chance here, because if a libertarian's ever gonna get elected, he or she better be a national icon, better be a brand name, better be in the media day and night. And if you can't raise millions because you're not part of the two-party system, then you better get $10 million of free media time. And I've got that understanding. I was an anchorman at CNBC. I understand how important media is.
Is the Libertarian Party getting more traction in the current environment?
No, it's not.
Is the action more at the Tea Party level? What's happening?
No, I think the Tea Party is blown by the Libertarian Party, like the Libertarian Party is standing still, but it's through no fault of my own, because I really wanted our party to be more representative of pragmatic, moderate, common sense Tea Party philosophy. I'm someone who understands, listen, I'm with libertarians all over this country on issues like social issues, whether it be legalization of drugs, legalization of online gambling, talking about things like abortion or gay marriage, etc. I'm with them, but they're not issues America cares about. And I think there are libertarians in this country, they're caught in a time warp, Matt. They think that America cares about these issues. America cares about jobs, number one, jobs, number two, jobs, number three, jobs, number 10,000, all the way through 8 million. And then maybe 8 million and one are the social issues. They're just out the window. And you're talking to a guy whose whole career was built on, you know, sports handicapping. I could make millions if online gambling was legalized. I never discuss it because nobody cares.
Well, let's discuss it, because I care. since you actually have insight into it, what has been the practical impact, both of the prohibition of the online gambling, but also the prosecutions that we've seen recently?
Well, the impact is a lot of angry people. There's somewhere in the neighborhood of 10, maybe even 15 million online gamblers in the United States. So they're all very angry. If you speak to my good friend, Senator Al D'Amato, who's now the chairman of the Poker Players Alliance. Now, there's an odd coupling, if there ever was one. Former U.S. Senator, State of New York, Alphonse D'Amato, he is called Senator Pothole because he was so attentive to potholes in the road. He got reelected because he cared about people in his district and little things. So that was a compliment. But he's not a guy you'd ever expect to be fighting on behalf of online gambling. But he loves poker, you know, just like I love betting on sports. And I can never figure out why anybody would care if I'm sitting in my hotel room making a bet on the Dallas Cowboys or the New York Yankees. Why does that affect or bother anybody in the world? Doesn't hurt anyone, doesn't affect anyone. Same thing with poker. Doesn't hurt anyone, doesn't affect anyone. But the guys and gals who are doing it love to do it. It's their passion. And I guess my thing in life is, whatever you're passionate about, you're good at. And the whole goal of government should be helping people do things, get out of the way and help people do things they're good at, they're passionate about, they love to do. That makes you happy. That brings up satisfaction levels. That makes a country happier. And I would think government would want to do that for its people. But oh no, our government, you know, can't stand its people. Our government wants to imprison its people. It wants to throw kids in jail for smoking pot. It wants to imprison poker players. It wants to imprison the owners of poker sites. You know, it wants to imprison women for having abortions. All terrible things, in my opinion, and I'd like to fight them all. But the reality is, at this moment in time, jobs, 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 and jobs. Now, if you could tie it in and say online gambling will create an extra 20,000 jobs, worth bringing up as a side note. I bring up online gambling, medical marijuana, and things like that as a way to raise money, and I use Nevada as the example. The country's broke, Matt. How do you solve that? I think you cut taxes, which brings in more money and incentivizes business owners like me. You dramatically cut government spending because government's in the way and kills jobs every day. Best example, spend $1 trillion on stimulus, and now, 2 years later, 1.9 million less people working in the United States than before the stimulus started. So get government out of the way, lower taxes, lower spending, and just like Nevada, legalize medical marijuana, legalize online gambling, let people do what they want to do, you'll make them happier, and you will legalize, regulate, tax, bring in money, and therefore lower taxes for the rest of everybody who doesn't do those things. That's my philosophy.
And with that, thank you very much, Wayne Allen Root. This has been Matt Welch with former Libertarian Party Vice Presidential nominee Wayne Allen Root for Reason TV. Thanks.